Hey, everybody, it's Hal Eisner, and welcome to What the How. This week we're talking about something that I personally think is very, very valuable, and that's how we help each other. There are many organizations out there, nonprofits, that go about the business of raising money to help find cures for all kinds of diseases, and arthritis is chief among them. And each year they have the California Coast Arthritis Bike Classic, which is presented by Amgen. And this year it's September the 22nd through the 29th. And we wanted to talk to some of the people involved, so here you go. All right, so let me just start by having all of you introduce yourselves. Go ahead.
I'm Shannon Moran Cox, the ride director for the California Coast Classic.
Okay, young lady, what's your name?
My name is Alessandra Tenza.
And how old are you?
8.
And why are you here?
I don't know.
Good answer. We'll tell everybody in a minute. And your mom is?
Raquel Olivo.
And you actually have a job, but it's not related to this conversation. You're a freelance photographer.
Correct.
So what kinds of things do you do as a freelance photographer?
I shoot a lot of e-commerce and lookbooks.
Is that for like online advertising and things like that?
Mostly online, yes.
All right, great. And so we're going to be talking about fundraising because that's a very important aspect of what we do in this country.
Yeah,
you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay,
I have some things for fundraising that I do.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, I want to hear all about it. So okay. First, let me just sort of ask Shannon, first of all.
First do one of them.
Okay.
I'm in the middle. So.
Okay, you can be in the middle. That's fine. Yeah. So Shannon, first of all, tell me about the Arthritis Foundation. And I know you have a bike event coming up. But I really want to know about the importance of raising money to find a cure, to deal with the issues that people who have arthritis have to deal with.
Right. So the Arthritis Foundation started the California Coast Classic 18 years ago. We've been riding down the coast ever since, and it's a big fundraiser. And
you get a lot of money from that?
Our goal is to raise over $1 million.
Over $1 million. How does that $1 million translate into things that are important that need to be done?
So we fund scientific discovery and research, public health education. We have programs like our JA, Juvenile Arthritis Camps, that Alessandra and Raquel have been to, conferences. We have a 24/7 support line. A lot of good resources for people with arthritis.
Arthritis is an issue for a lot of people. And, as we get older, arthritis tends to rear its ugly head.
It does.
And, it's kind of a big problem. So let's break that down. First of all, rheumatoid arthritis is what?
It's an autoimmune condition. So arthritis is basically an umbrella term for over 100 different conditions that vary quite a bit, but they all deal with pain in the joints and inflammation in the joints.
And a lot of that, when it comes to, say, the elderly, is a result of almost bone rubbing on bone, right?
Right. So that's osteoarthritis is what people are probably most familiar with.
And these are very difficult issues to deal with because short of surgery or doing something that re-cushions in between a joint, what can you do?
Well, there's a lot. Like I said, we're investing a lot of money in scientific discovery and research. So there are studies about stem cells, all kinds of different
things. Is your sense that stem cells could make a big difference with regard to, say, osteoarthritis?
Yeah, it could be a total game changer.
Could be. Yeah. Why?
It's just new technology, and it's still going through trials and things like that. But there's so many things being done.
How long have you worked with the Arthritis Foundation?
Since 2015, so 3 years.
About 3 years. And so 3 years is not a very large window of time to see major changes, but there have been changes over the years since Arthritis Foundation and other organizations have started raising money.
Yeah, so we've been around for over 70 years, and things have changed a lot. The landscape of treatment, there's a lot more treatments available, better treatment. So it used to be aspirin or then Tylenol. That was it. So we've progressed a lot. There's
that doesn't really work that well, does it?
No, there's biologics and various, you know, forms of therapy that can be used for various conditions.
I don't have a problem saying this because I'm a fairly transparent sort of guy, but I had some arthritis issues in my hand, and I ended up having surgery to try to deal with that because I had what they called a stage 4 arthritic condition. After taking a fall, I slipped on the ice at Yosemite, of all things, and I hurt myself, and that created an arthritic condition, and it was surgery that fixed it. And that's why I say I'm not sure how well some of these over-the-counter pain medications work in relationship to issues like arthritis.
Yeah, well, there's different forms of arthritis, and there's a gamut of things that you can try now. So there's more alternatives and different things to try, and that's part of our initiative is to get even better treatment and ultimately a cure.
The wonderful voice you heard at the beginning of all of this was Alessandra's, and she's 8 years old, and you have rheumatoid arthritis, don't you?
Yeah.
And tell me, what do you feel as a result of having this problem? Can you tell me what that feels like? Like in your arms and your legs?
It hurts a lot.
It hurts a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a throbbing kind of pain or a sharp pain?
Sharp.
Sharp pain. And so I want to ask your mom what she does to try to help you when you have these pain issues.
Okay.
Well, she's on a biologic. She does an infusion once every 6 weeks at UCLA Pediatrics.
Can you tell me what that is? I'm not sure I know what that is, an infusion.
An infusion. She sits there for anywhere from 4 to 6 hours, and it's kind of like chemo, if you will. You just sit there and you just have an IV drip.
That sounds intrusive.
Yeah.
And so she sits there patiently while this is done over a period of hours. And what is the outcome of that?
Well, this is our third biologic, and this one seems to really be working. So the outcome is she's not flaring, her joints don't look like grapefruits, and she's able to be a lot more mobile.
When you talk about joints being like grapefruits, that's just an enlarging of the joint because of the irritation?
The inflammation.
Is that what that is, the inflammation?
From the arthritis, yeah.
Yeah, and so you've been the beneficiary of some of these dollars that have come from the Arthritis Foundation in the sense of going to the juvenile camp, the juvenile arthritis camp.
Yeah.
What was that like? What did they do there?
They do anything you can think of that a camp does, rock climbing, fishing, horseback riding.
But those sort of things like that are active.
Arts and crafts.
But those active things, if she's having pain, how do they deal with that?
They limit what it is. So if they're going to go horseback riding, they're not horseback riding for an hour. They're horseback riding for 15, 20 minutes.
I see.
So they make accommodations for the children.
That's got to be a big help, though.
Huge.
And is that a big help in the level of one's self-confidence? Is
absolutely
that what it is?
And yeah, she gets to be around other children that have the same ailments that she has, and she doesn't feel alone. She's in it with her friends that have the same issues.
What's your favorite part of camp?
Ropes and horseback riding.
Ropes and horseback riding? So on the ropes you climb them and go up them, mm-hmm, and then you climb back down again?
Yeah.
That was the thing I always had the hardest time with when I was in elementary school, was climbing the ropes. I never. You have a hard time doing that? It's pretty easy to do? She's nodding her head, yes. Let me go back to Shannon. So these sort of bike ride things, these are important. They bring in how much of your budget when you do these sort of fundraising events?
Well, the California Classic is the leading fundraiser in the nation for the Arthritis Foundation. But we also have 79 Walk to Cure Arthritis events across the country that people can participate in. We have Jingle Bell Run 5Ks. We have galas, you know, different events all across the country.
You have like 250 people riding in the bike ride?
Correct.
And each one has to bring in how much money?
The minimum is $3,300 to $3,500, but some people like Raquel are considered our top fundraisers, and they do $7,500 or more.
Did you do $7,500?
Yeah, this would be my third year, and the first 2 years I brought in over $75,000.
How'd you do that?
Asking a lot of friends, family, doing live auctions on Instagram, I just don't stop. I keep asking.
So let me ask you, when you ask people to donate, what do you ask them?
I say, hey, Hal, will you please donate to my ride this
year? I left
year?
My wallet down in my office.
It's okay. I'll email you a link.
I had an answer for you right away, didn't I? Yeah, no, I understand this. I do donate to things that are like this that I think are important. And I think that one thing I want to understand is that a dollar a person a mile, or what is that? How
it's
does that
whatever,
work?
It's whatever somebody wants to do. But if someone says they want to give me a dollar a mile on the ride, sure, I'll take that.
And that's how many miles is that?
It's like over 525 miles.
That's pretty good money right there.
Yeah.
But do most people do a dollar? Do they do 50 cents, a quarter,
you could
a dime?
Some people just do a flat $100.
Yeah.
And then that's their donation.
Well, to get to $1 million, that's an awful lot of money that 250 people have to raise. So the minimum that's required of any particular rider is about $3,500?
Correct.
And that's how you get there?
In order to participate, yes.
Now, there are a lot of organizations that do these sort of things. Do you feel sometimes like you're competing with other organizations for what available dollars might be out there?
You can feel like that. You know, I think everyone has a place, and there's a community for every group, so...
Well, I mean, there are a lot of problems out there.
Yes.
I mean, you got muscular dystrophy, you've got multiple sclerosis, you've got this, you've got that, you got Parkinson's. I mean, there's so much stuff out there, and you know, there's only so much funding from the government, right?
Right.
And so you have to reach out and ask people to help.
You have to. We have to.
And so when you get people to help and they do something like ride a bicycle, and it's a lot different than just writing a check and giving you some money, because they feel like they're participating in something. Is that right?
Correct. It's a community of people. We call it the CCC family.
CCC?
California Coast Classic.
I see. And so let me ask you, I mean, I see that Alessandra is really into understanding what her issue is. How many children do you have that are like Alessandra?
There's over 300,000 children in the nation who suffer from a form of arthritis.
It's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of kids. We honor a youth honoree just about every day of our bike ride. So they come in and talk to the riders, and every day that's our inspiration for getting down the coast.
It's interesting because there are other organizations. There's juvenile diabetes.
Yes.
There's all kinds of juvenile sort of things that the kids deal with. And, you know, I guess to steal a great phrase, it takes a village.
Mm-hmm. It does. And, you know, when we have someone like Raquel who comes to us because, you know, her family was given this diagnosis for Alessandra, you know, she raised her hand and said, how can I help? She got involved right away, and in a big way. You know, she doesn't do the minimum. She does $7,500 or more. She created a team. You know, she's helped with many of our other events that I mentioned, and also gotten involved in terms of, you know, going to our conferences and being part of the community. So it's kind of hand in hand. It works together.
It was 2 years that you got the diagnosis, right? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
So what kind of symptoms did your daughter have? And what was it that sort of got you saying this may be more than just some kind of childhood ache and pain?
Right. So for 2.5 years, she was having balls, which looked like cysts on her wrist. And her kneecaps looked abnormal. She's a very thin girl, and her kneecaps looked really big. And over time, the inflammation was getting worse and worse, and I kept asking the pediatricians, hey, what's going on? And they would all tell me that, oh, it's just a ganglion cyst. Oh, it's just growing pains. And I noticed her attitude about life was, it was bleak. And so I felt really bad, and I knew—
Bleak in what way?
She wasn't happy. She was very down, and it just didn't seem normal. And so I took her to a different practice and was like, here's what I have, and here's what I've researched. And based on what I've researched, I found this thing called juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, and I'm not a doctor, but I really need you to tell me that this isn't what it is, because I've checked off everything on this list, and she hits everything that's on the list for JRA. And the pediatrician looked at me and took one glance at her and said, I'm not a rheumatologist, but I think you're right. She sent us over to a pediatric rheumatologist, and the rest is history.
Did your heart sink?
I was a mess. because one of the things they actually asked me was if we had, God, why can't I think of the name?
It's okay.
Another disease, which starts with an L.
Lupus?
Lupus, yeah. They asked if I had lupus in my family, and when they said that, I freaked out.
Because you thought it might be lupus.
Yeah, because I know people that have passed away that had lupus, so that really took me over the edge. But as she said earlier, with arthritis, it's like a big umbrella for so many other diseases.
So I'm guessing there are shades of gray when it comes to rheumatoid arthritis. Is that right?
There's so many different. She has polyarticular arthritis.
What is that?
That means it affects five or more joints.
Oh. Now, can that grow? Can that
no? Once you're once you're diagnosed with whatever it is, that's what you have forever. I mean, the next worst would be systemic,
So is the cure while you're waiting for a cure?
Right.
Is the cure surgery? Can you do something surgically to?
She doesn't have permanent joint damage, so there's no need for surgery.
So it's random. It just sort of pops up from time to time, or is it consistent?
She hasn't gone into medical remission yet, but that's what we're hoping for.
All right. So it sounds to me like this is one of a parent's worst nightmares.
Yeah, it's really a huge problem. It's definitely a parent's worst nightmare.
It's interesting to me that you say there are hundreds. Is it hundreds?
Hundreds of thousands.
Of forms of arthritis?
Oh, 100, yeah, over 100 forms of arthritis, including lupus and, you know, many others.
So. Is lupus a form of arthritis?
It is.
It is?
Yes, it's considered under our umbrella.
Huh. So what is it that you would want people to understand, especially parents of young children, with regard to, you know, if you see something, say something? If you notice something about your child, that what should go off as an alarm in your head? You want to take that?
I honestly really believe in a mother's instinct. Just keep pushing if you really think something's going on. Keep pushing and don't stop. I mean, I was at a pretty top-notch pediatric facility, and four different pediatricians saw her there, and they all said nothing was wrong.
So, this isn't something that's handed down through a family.
Correct. They don't know what it is. They actually call it idiopathic arthritis because they don't have enough information on it.
Idiopathic meaning
they don't have enough information.
You've learned a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, sometimes I kind of feel like I went to a crash course for medical school, for sure.
Yeah. All right. So the bottom line really is that, you know, when there are events that in, you know, whether it's bicycle events or whatever it might happen to be, for whatever disease it might happen to be, because there are so many issues out there, it's worth everybody's time to take a minute and find out what it is that you may not know about it. Because even right now, I'm learning stuff I didn't realize. I didn't know that lupus was an arthritic condition. So,
right.
I mean, we all can learn any given day of the week, right?
Right. And that's our job as a community, is to support each other and understand the needs and address them.
And so what do you want to tell people, Raquel?
Gosh, I mean, just stay pushing forward. I don't stop at nothing, and I just keep going. I do everything that I can for her. I'm just her biggest advocate. It's hard to have any diagnosis. I mean, there's so many other, as you mentioned earlier, and just stay strong.
I'm fascinated by the thought that you just jumped in the deep end and just rolled up your sleeves and got busy working to try to help raise money.
I didn't even have a bike when I signed up for the bike ride, so.
You were just in there, whatever it takes, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, because I felt like, I'm like, the walk is great. I'm like, but I'm going to raise a lot of money if I ride my bike for 525 miles.
That's a long, by the 524th mile, are you like, God, I wish this thing was over now?
Honestly, you don't want it to be over because you make such a family with everyone that's there that you don't want to not see them. You know it's going to be a year before you see them again, and it just, you're kind of sad about it.
It's kind of like this podcast. You're sitting down, you're talking, and all of a sudden it's over, and it's like, where did it go? Where did the time go? So you really enjoy that bike ride. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And what's the final thought for you?
Get involved and, you know, be part of the community. If you if we can help, that's what we're here for. We have a local office in L.A. We have Walk to Cure Arthritis L.A. at UCLA every spring. We have a couple Jingle Bell runs. And, you know, we love volunteers. We love people to get involved. And if we can help, that's what we're here for.
Okay. Alessandra. You have a final word? You have something you'd like to say? I know you're playing video games over there. Is there something you'd like to say to everybody?
Thank you guys for all being here.
What was that? What did you say?
Thank you guys for all being here.
Oh, well, you're welcome. No, thank you for being here. That was very nice of you, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate all of you being here and talking to us about something that really is very meaningful for all of you, I can tell. All right, thanks.
Thank you, Hal.
I want to thank Shannon and Raquel and little Alessandra. She's very cute. And it was a good conversation. Remember, What the Hal is available on iTunes, Google Play, and all of your podcast platforms. And if you get a minute and you like this, would you mind putting up there 5 stars and writing a nice little comment? If you put 4 stars, it'd be okay. But 5 would really be appreciated. You know, what the hell. Anyway, have a good whatever. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.